You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's right. The Drive is live, and as Reggie said, it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday. So in the 5 o'clock hour, make sure you are with us. You need to be with us the whole way, but make sure you're with us in the 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win two front row tickets, and the way these boys is playing five straight in the playoffs, it's a hot ticket. It's gonna be a good time out
it
there.
It is a Texans Ticket
Oh, tickety.
I'm going to take that. I
feel like we should be able to say that.
I'm not going to, you know, I'm understand that Tyler just took that low blow for no reason. I understand. I said breast one time on accident.
Hold on, so.
You're just going to let me hold it against me. I'm not taking it personal. Tyler expressed to us earlier that he is starting to develop a lot of gray hair, and I think it's getting to him. So I understand that you needed to just let some of that out. And that's all right, man.
I like that version of Tuesday. I mean it as a compliment. I think it jumps it up a notch.
If you gotta let some stuff out, man, just let it out. I know that when that you start to see a lot of that gray hair, that can get to you.
Yeah.
You know, at 35.
A lot of wisdom showing up.
Yep. It's okay, man. You still look good though. I wanna let you know.
You're hanging in there.
Always.
That gray, yeah, that gray's attacking.
I tell you,
He said it. Where'd you say it's real prevalent up top?
Yeah, I got a spot in the front that is just going white on me the last
time. Them habits you keep, Father Time's going to be whooping your ass in the next 5 years.
Bill Clinton, boy. Before you know it.
Having fun?
Yeah, actually.
Well, that's the price I pay then.
I'll keep it to myself.
Okay.
I'm a little disappointed. You have taken your fun this down.
Oh wow.
Birthday not good enough.
Probably fair.
Your birthday was not good enough.
It's called maturing, Tyler. Ron.
No, it's not. Just to take massive swings. Like, I mean, let's slowly.
I mean, what did you expect him to do on his birthday other than him and his wife go to El Tiempo and have a few margaritas?
I expected, as Trishelle said, in Real World Las Vegas, to be three sheets to the wind.
White boy wasted?
I'm telling you, 21st. 21st birthday wasted, and instead, he was in bed by 11. T-Mill being T-Mill. Damn shame. Anyway, man.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
I'll step it up.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
You keep doing exactly what you're doing.
No, man.
Ron's got a point. You're disappointed in myself.
You're 35. You're not 40.
He's not doing
it. That's a good point.
Why is he not doing it?
I am. What are you talking about?
I was going to say that.
He's encouraging you to do things. He's encouraging you to do things that
I was blasted all weekend. With my kids.
What'd you do on your birthday?
The guy is drunk.
What did I do on my birthday?
Exactly. You're not forgetting because you were drunk.
I got drunk. I did. I'm certain I got drunk.
Cinco de Mayo. Hell, you got a good reason. It's a built-in.
I was going to say Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Wow.
I got blessed. I think Reggie got me started. I think Reggie brought in a jug of frozen margarita.
That's right. He damn sure did.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Don't worry, man. Just telling you, that last time, man, I was wandering around looking for you, and you weren't there. But no, ticket.
I was karaoke.
Texans Ticket Tuesday coming up 5 o'clock. Got a chance to win front row tickets, so stay tuned for that. Also, you heard it, Willie Fritz, head coach of the Houston Cougars. What a turnaround. Has those boys in the Kinders Texas Bowl. We will talk to him coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as they face LSU. So it'll be a good conversation with Willie Fritz, Kansas City guy too. He was the head coach of the high school that I lived around a corner from right before we moved.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Park Hill. Yeah, shout out to Willie Fritz.
How long ago?
A while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a while ago. But no, we'll talk to him coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But let's get to it. It is a tape drop Tuesday. And this is one of the biggest wins in the D'Amico Ryans era, Clint. And a lot in this game. A lot of good, a lot of not so good, a lot of dreadful. What did you take away? Where you want to go when it comes to Tape Drop Tuesday from what you watched?
Well, I think it's fair to start in the second half. And I think it's fair to say that I may have been a tad bit aggressive on I wasn't wrong, but I may have been a tad bit aggressive on the blitz or the inability to pick up the blitz. It wasn't just the blitz. It was Chris Jones as well. It wasn't as egregious as it felt because you felt like there was so much pressure that it was just blitz after blitz after blitz, and it wasn't. It was a deadly combination of Chris Jones taking the game over and beating guys one-on-one for two series, and then it was several series that you got in, about three series that you got into a third and long because you had no idea what to do with a blitz and having any kind of outlet whatsoever. So
did you at least see adjustments?
No.
Like did you at least see adjustments with Chris? Because, yeah, you're right. Chris Jones, he was winning like this. Mm-hmm. But then there were other guys. And then there was the one where George Karloftis, I thought, almost took him out almost at the goal line in the second half. But you didn't. There wasn't adjustments. Was there a double to Chris Jones?
Oh, yeah, I mean, there were times that we ended up with two people on him, but no, I mean, damn, he made enough plays. It was like every now and then you got to win. So, I mean, look, we shut him down every now and then, but there was just a run of plays there coming out at halftime, and this is what makes Andy Reid's decision even more criminal than it actually was in real time. It is blatantly obvious on film that two dudes came out of the Kansas City locker room and said, We're gonna go win this game. Pat Mahomes and Chris Jones. And they were on their way to making plays. Look, I know you and I have talked about some stuff with Pat missing this, missing that. What the hell are you doing? But when it comes to using his legs to keep plays alive, when it comes to willing your way to first downs and points, they came out on a mission, those two guys, and Andy Reid just threw a wet blanket all over that joint. And so that decision is even worse than it was today. The blitz pickup for Nick Caley, it was not as bad as it was bad now. It was bad, but it was five or six times it was, and it felt like it was 20 in real time when you were watching it on TV. Chris Jones absolutely dominated, like I said. And there's two guys offensively that, I mean, I'm just going to be honest straight up with you. Texans don't score 10 points if C.J. Stroud ain't the quarterback. There's probably, I know this is hard to say because there's only three completions in the second half. There's probably six plays that were made in this game that just for comparison reasons that Davis Mills ain't making, right? That if you don't have an elite skill at the quarterback position, you're not making.
Had to go make a play.
By the way, I'm not even counting the post over the top to Nico. That ball was underthrown. Hell, I could have threw that. That ball was underthrown. It was obvious. It was underthrown. It was not. Any quarterback could have made that. I'm talking other plays. There's at least five or six plays throughout this game that were either on scoring drives, on touchdown scoring drives, on field goal scoring drives, or like allowed you to chew up a little bit of the clock to make it difficult on Pat Mahomes. And then when Andy made his bonehead mistake, at that point you got to go get some kind of points and you went and got a touchdown. On that drive, CJ just made that throw to Higgins that you mentioned. That's just, it was just big time. And so CJ Stroud, I did not give CJ Stroud the due respect and credit that he deserved, because there was nothing easy on Sunday. The plan, relatively speaking, I thought left a lot to be desired in a sense of making it easy on your quarterback. It was very difficult on your quarterback. He was under pressure all day long, and when he did make plays, it was making plays outside the scheme. There was very little on time that was available to the quarterback. So C.J. Stroud was big time on several throws that ultimately won this game outside of the defense. The defense won it, but outside of that, C.J. Stroud did a lot on his own. The other one, we ain't giving Woody Marks the love and respect he deserves. I know we're giving him a lot, but we're not giving him the love and the respect that he deserves. I mean, and Nick Caley is this what gives you a little hope for Nick Caley, y'all. This gives you a little hope for Nick Caley. The way Nick Caley is using Woody Marks, now I think he's doing a lot of it from a load perspective because he doesn't have another option, because he knows that Chubb is hurt with them ribs. But the way that Nick Caley is using Woody Marks is really encouraging. I mean, the touchdown throw to him, there was probably a stretch of about five plays where two times he tried to throw him the football out of the backfield. I think once he caught it, and they weren't big plays, but just they're trying to use his ability. And I love the way that you got to keep him in the game. I know he can't, he's not, until you get another back that can do some similar things, you've got to leave Woody Marks in the game, because you never know when and in what situation that D tackle is going to break free and be standing 3 yards deep in the backfield, and any other running back on your roster, it's a 3 or 4 yard loss. With him, boom, he sidesteps, it goes to get six. I mean, he had probably four runs in this game where it just completely changed the drive. I mean, it took the drive again from now you're in 3rd and 12 or 3rd and 9 to, hey man, we're in a 3rd and 2. There were several times in this game when he did that. So that right there is on top of him catching the ball out of the backfield, the way Nick Caley's kind of using him. And when he's in the game and he is getting 70% of the snaps, when he's doing that, he's getting 65, 60, 68% of the carries. He impacts the game in just such a significant way. So Woody Marks, and by the way, the timeliness, it seems like when the game's on the line and we do, it's a close game and you've got, you know, the other team's got two timeouts and you need to get a first down.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, he's done it several times this year. To your point, it's happened 2 weeks in a row. I mean, they're just big runs late in games. Now, I don't know if he can handle 26 carries a game, obviously, but right now, down the stretch here for the Texans in must-win games, in every game except for maybe Arizona, must-win games, like, you've got to have that talent on the field, because the guys behind him just simply aren't going to make those plays, and they're so critical to what you're doing. They were huge against Kansas City because nothing else in scheme was really working. It was CJ, off-script, off-schedule, and it was Woody Marks timely getting involved.
Well, and also on those, he was making more yards that were there.
They were there. Hell yeah, absolutely.
Like it wasn't like, boy, that was beautifully blocked up.
Yep.
Like he doesn't go down. He was making.
Ron, he got Carl Loftus, I believe it was, took Dalton Schultz on a ride, and I mean, it was blocked up so good inside. I mean, our interior offensive line is getting 2 or 3 yards push. You couldn't ask for it to get any better. Well, Dalton Schultz is got Carl Loftus.
Is that when Carl Loftus drove him into Woody?
Just drove him right into Woody. But that's really, my point was, that kind of took Woody by surprise. That's really the only time that I recall, maybe it happened a couple of other times, of him trying to bounce something. But, like, I'm talking about getting caught off guard. And just like, I have no choice. He's not above, like, the one he bounced outside and lost 2 or 3 yards. He should have never bounced it outside. So that's going to happen. But in terms of him getting downhill and a defender being in the way, 9 times out of 10, he's going to make that guy miss. And a lot of times it turns into 4 or 5 yards beyond that. So Woody Marks is not getting the love that he deserves. CJ Stroud, I did not give him the love that he deserved. I did not give Chris Jones the respect that he deserved, because I knew he had a really good moment.
I thought you did, but maybe you saw more.
It was a bigger part of what really caused the Texans to struggle in that second half than I thought it was. But then the pressure's got to be a problem. Last but not least, Ron, and these are things that, like, the blitz pickup and not moving Nico Collins one time in the second half. I didn't pay attention to the first half.
That's where I wanted to get. And what
you can't.
The offense just looked so predictable, stagnant, like run.
Well, you just don't like. It's kind of like the Woody Mark, keeping Woody Marks in the game because you don't know exactly how he's going to impact the game. Like, you've got to get Nico more involved in the motions and being number one in the progressions, because then you end up throwing the ball in a critical game. You end up throwing the ball to the sideline to a Christian Kirk who doesn't make the play in a critical moment, right? Was it a drop? I don't know. Did he miss him a little bit? Been a tough throw? Yeah, but Nico makes those kind of catches all day long, right? So you end up you can't continue to let defenses press Nico and roll a safety over the top and take him out of the game. And that no question happened in the second half. That's exactly what, and they never one time, like, you know, changed the plan. They just left him over there, and there was a couple times when they disguised it and maybe rolled out. There may have been an opportunity, but nothing that CJ could help. I mean, Nick Caley's got to do a better job with having, and it's not about blocking up the pressure. It's not about blocking up the pressure. There's just too many times where guys aren't pressure's happening, and pass catchers aren't aware that the pressure's happening. As a pass catcher, and the closer you are to the quarterback, the more aware you should be. I don't care what your job is. If you're a slot receiver or a tight end, and the ball is snapped, and you watch a safety and a nickel defender come off your side, at least look at the quarterback. There's a couple of times where Noel is. I mean, they don't even cut the safety. There's like a cover two looking safety, and Noel's out here to the quarterback. They bring everybody off that side. There's nobody within 10 yards of him, and we're not even looking that way. Which that's just like instinctually just natural. Like, hey man, Bing, let's just play a little uncovered game. Hell, I was doing that at Baytown Lee like that. Those kind of things are like they've got to do something with that. They have to. Or you know, blitz is just, you're going to get you may not get a steady dose against Arizona and the Raiders, but when it comes,
we'll see.
Well, I mean, yeah, they ain't going to lose. But I just mean like when you start facing better teams in the playoffs and they start sending more, you're going to have a major dose of it in critical moments. So we'll see, man. But it was good to get the win. Very, very, very good tape to teach off of for all involved.
All right, something that is happening in sports right now in football that isn't really talked about that much, but is potentially really unfair. We'll discuss that coming up.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Up next. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive as a little tape drop Tuesday as we had there. Remember, not just tape drop Tuesday, as you all know, it is a Texans ticket Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win some tickets, front row seats to see the Texans versus the Arizona Cardinals coming up this Sunday. Clint, this is first of all, I'm about tired of Notre Dame and they're crying. Like, listen, I got it. Even with Texas, and even I'm sure Tyler, who can't stand them, you understand what Sark was doing. You get it? Like, all right, man, he's trying to campaign. But I don't, like, maybe I'm wrong. Have you heard? I haven't heard from Sark now that they clearly understand they're not getting in.
I did see some quote, him being so thankful about, you know, their Cheez-Its Bowl or whatever it is the Longhorns are playing in recently. I don't know if that was accurate, real, fake. I saw it on Twitter.
The Citrus Bowl that they're playing.
He said they're going to stick to their commitments to Ohio State and Michigan over the next couple of years.
But then they'll look at it.
But beyond that, they're gonna take a hard look at it.
Sure, but he said
he woke up feeling the cheesiest coach.
Okay. But he hadn't made a tour and gone off the way that Notre Dame is. Notre Dame is going off and crying over and over now. It's getting annoying. Yeah, I get it. Like, I think Sean Pendergast even wants them to stop with all the crying. But, Clint, the other thing that comes into effect next year is they have made an agreement with the College Football Playoff that if they are at any way ranked in the top 12, that is essentially as if they've won a conference championship and they automatically get a spot in the College Football Playoff.
Wow, dude.
So as an independent, when most people were saying, hey, now this may really push the pressure for Notre Dame to get into a conference, like hell it does.
No,
it never was. They're gonna find a way to keep all that money themselves, all that contract and that money from NBC they get to themselves. But now, Clint, even better, if they ever end up in the top 12 ever, they will get an automatic berth to the College Football Playoff, which is.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because I am not, I'll be honest, I'll be transparent. I am not as up on, like, all the reasons why Notre Dame seems to be dealt with in such a different fashion.
They're the strongest independent, right?
There's two of them. It's them and who? UConn? I mean, UMass or some. There's two of them.
Maybe it is.
Whoever it may be. There's not, I mean, that, like, that, that's not a. That's not a reason. I mean, I don't understand, and I'm not aware of some component here that just changes the calculus, as Nick Caserio would say. But, like, I don't understand why they're held in such regard. When I heard the report that they were signing an agreement that would give them an automatic bid to the College Football Playoffs if they're ranked in the top 12 in the final poll. So you don't have to deal with the same things that Miami and Alabama and Texas and Michigan and, you know, other teams deal with if they're in, say, 12, 10 through 14. Like, they don't get to compare your strength of schedule or your head-to-heads or your losses because you're Notre Dame?
Notre Dame. University, right?
It doesn't compute for me. I mean, I understand the value and the appeal and who Notre Dame is. I don't think the value of Notre Dame and the appeal of Notre Dame today is what it was even 10 years ago, damn sure not 20 years ago.
Well, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't think it is, but we keep seeing things happen to make it seem like they.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't sign this kind of deal, I guess, if it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm completely but when I hear something like that, I'm like, the hell are you talking about?
I don't know why. Like, I was saying this to you guys. I know me and Tyler kind of went back and forth in our pre-show meeting, like, hell, if I'm Alabama, hell, let me dip out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm as powerful a program as Notre Dame. Let me be an independent, put my schedule the way I want to, and agree to this thing. That's the big thing. The run they made in the college football playoff last year, you know, Georgia had to share that money with the SEC. Ohio State had to share that money with the Big Ten. No, they got to keep it all.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, they're gonna fool around. Like when Texas bounced and went to the SEC, I'm surprised they didn't look at thinking about, well, here, let's just pull a Notre Dame.
I agree with you, Ron. I mean, I agree with you. I don't know anybody has the cojones or the ability to do it, but it would make sense. Like, but even the deal that was signed, like when I heard the deal, I'm like, are you joking? And they're like, no, I'm serious. I'm thinking the deal doesn't even make sense. Like, if you're going to sign that deal with Notre Dame, if you crunch the numbers and you have all the data and all the information, and Notre Dame as an independent is that valuable for you to make exceptions for, the exception you make is, hey, if you're in the top six, then you get an automatic bid. Like, you don't get to completely eliminate us comparing your strength of schedule. You don't get to completely eliminate the head-to-head games that you have played.
And what they would have to do is the committee would just have to keep them out of the top 12. Like
you could manipulate it, but why would you want that? The end of the day, it's like, hey, if you're 10 or 11 or 12 and you're at risk of not getting the playoffs like you were this year, we're not going to guarantee your spot. I mean, we're going to check your schedule. We're going to check the head-to-heads. We're going to check the common opponents. We're going to check all of those things. Like, to eliminate that part of it seems like a huge stretch beyond like Georgia and A&M and Texas Tech and Oregon. Like, those teams won their way into, hey, it don't matter if we lose or not at the end of the year because we're top five, we're top six. Hey, we're in, baby. We have no worries. Like,
when you're in a large team,
like 7-8, I mean, like 9-10-11-12 didn't earn that, right?
So what would have happened this year is Miami or Alabama would have had to leave because Notre Dame finished 11th in the
and would have been guaranteed a spot. I would be okay if Notre Dame was in and one of those two schools were out. I don't give a rip, but to give one of them a free pass to not be evaluated,
because what would have happened this year is, all right, Notre Dame is at 11. So we're not going to talk about them. They're not going to drop that far down.
I mean,
not going to talk. So it's just between Alabama and Miami. Like, that would have been the conversation, even though Miami has beaten Notre Dame. Like,
I mean,
that
college football is going to be all right with or without Notre Dame.
You get what you can get, and they getting that thing. All right, we're going to move up real or fake since we got the head coach of the Houston Cougars. Willie Fritz coming up a little bit later on. Real or fake? I make a statement, you let me.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me know if it's real or fake. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. As we continue to roll through a lot of people, this will make the committee be more strict on Notre Dame during the regular season next year. I don't know. I don't know if they were open to making this deal. I don't. It seems like they want to have them included.
They're seems like them. If you were playing hardball or willing to play hardball with Notre Dame, not signing this kind of contract would be the right thing to do. Not sign the contract and then play hardball with the rankings next year.
Yes. Right. Like and I'm certain that, you know, the college football playoff didn't initiate this. Hey, let's see if we can work with Notre Dame. I'm certain Notre Dame came to the table with this proposal. I mean, they got to be getting something. Like, I think
this was done before the.
This was before the. Yeah, it was before this.
I guess that's part of it too.
They had been negotiating this.
Yeah, that's part of it too. That kind of makes me step back is the timing of it all, and so I got to make sure when I think and discuss it. It happened before the miss this year and the withdrawal from the bowl game, pouting, taking your ball and going home. It happened before that, so that's I got to keep that in mind.
I'll be honest with you. I know we'll move on to real or fake. I can't believe they're doing that.
The taking their ball and going home or the contract?
Yeah, taking their ball and going home. I am really surprised that's what they're. It's beyond that, man. I mean, I cannot believe that they are feel that upset. Miami, that they didn't take their ball and go home with it last year when they felt like they should have been in. That is wild to me. So interesting with that thing. So that is the latest Notre Dame. They come hell or high water. So what is it? Notre Dame loses one game every year. Doesn't matter. They're good. Two, probably still good.
I mean, what did they lose this year? Two. They lost two this year and still were in the top 12?
Yeah. And USC, their best win. So, yeah, they just put it in there. And they could schedule that sucker however they want to, huh? That is solid for them. All right, let's do a little real or fake. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this as well. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. Let's start with you, Tyler Milner. Real or fake?
I'll take either.
Texans will host a home playoff game this year. Real or fake?
Oof. I mean, I want to say real, but just too much is going on these last five games. I cannot say it with complete certainty. You know what? I'm going to go real. It's real.
What the hell? What he made you lean? Yeah, real. Yeah, real or fake? Clint, real or fake, the Houston Texans for the third straight year will host a home playoff game.
I'm going to say yeah. Look, I'm high on Denver sitting at, what are they sitting at, 11-2 right now? Yeah. I'm high on Denver. They lead with defense, and they've got a great play caller. I like Denver, and really this thing I think is going to boil down to Denver.
And you mean Denver because they're playing Jacksonville?
Yes, because they're beating. They're going to play Jacksonville. I'm going to bank on them beating Jacksonville, which puts the Texans in control of their own destiny. Which means they've got to beat the Chargers, they've got to beat the Raiders, and they've got to beat the Colts. I think they host a playoff game. I think the Texans end up winning the division.
Let's see. The Jags have the Jets next at home, then at Denver, at Indy. In Indy, that feels like a completely different game because Philip Rivers may be in the game. We'll have to get to that at some point. And then they host the Titans. So that Denver game is the one at Denver. Man, the way the Texans are playing right now, Clint, it is very difficult to see. Not difficult to see because I think the Chargers are a team on the road. We just watched them beat the Eagles last night that you could see could be a potential issue, and the way they play, a lot of teams can be in the game. But yeah, I think that is the one, Clint, because I think the other three games, I think both teams probably will win. Jets, Titans for the Jags. And then the Colts, and then for the Texans, Raiders, Cardinals, and Colts. But it is which team do you think will drop one? Jags at Denver, the current number one seed in the AFC, or the Texans at Chargers? And I would probably favor the Texans in that. The Chargers are beat up, and that seems like, I mean, he got sacked seven times last night.
Yep.
With the Eagles without Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I would favor and say real. I think I would favor the Texans on them winning the division and hosting a home playoff game. Someone text in, absolutely real. Fake, I don't know if they're going to beat the Cardinals. I think they're going to drop one of these games they should win. We'll see. I think that the Cardinals can be frisky, but the closer we get to the end of the season, the more they're getting closer to that 1-2-3 Cancun right now. All right, let's start with you, Clint, our quarterback here at Sports Radio 610. Patrick Mahomes has lost the crown as the best quarterback in football. Real or fake?
Ooh, man.
Thinking that one over, Tyler. Real or fake? Once again, Patrick Mahomes has lost the crown as the best quarterback in the NFL.
No, I don't think so.
Thank you.
I think right now, if you drafted quarterbacks, I think Pat Mahomes would be number one.
Yeah.
I think Pat Mahomes would be number one. I do think you look out west at what Matthew Stafford's doing, but, I mean, hell, he's not going to – how old is he? 35, 40?
Yeah.
I mean, he's at the end of it. I think Pat – I mean, I think this season just actually motivates Andy and Pat, and we see what they're really made of next year. But I think if you draft quarterbacks right now, I think he's still the number one pick.
Ray saying, overall, if we're looking at just this year, he's not the best, but overall, no, he's still the dude until he isn't. Tyler, real or fake? Patrick Mahomes has lost the crown as the best quarterback in football.
Oh, that's fake. As much as it pains me to say, find some solace, Texans fans, in the recent win at Arrowhead over Pat. But it pains me because he's been a nightmare for my squad, for the Texans. But no, that's fake. He's still on top until anyone can even come close, really.
For the record, I think fake, too. I got to play. I can stick to the rules here, my bad.
I think it's real. I think...
My, how the turntables.
I think Mahomes has gone from being one of the best quarterbacks to being the head and shoulders number one quarterback to being one of the best quarterbacks.
Hi, hello, Kermit the Frog here.
I think now this is a couple years now that his play has dropped from where it is. Now, I do think, Clint, he has been doing more with less the previous 2 years, right? His offensive line was falling apart. The year before that, receivers were really struggling, one, to be explosive and to catch the football. So I think there was a lot there. But I have to be honest with myself, and I watched this team every game. I don't think that they have seven losses if Josh Allen is their quarterback. I think Mahomes has started to make a lot more mistakes, and he's making the mistakes now in the moments that are big, not just like, oh, he makes up those mistakes, but then when the moment comes, he turns on. I think right now Josh is probably better than him. I would put him over the top, over there. And
after this weekend, that's for damn sure.
I still think he's great. Top three, top two, something like that. But I don't think he's head and shoulders the best quarterback anymore.
That's a tough take because obviously Burrow's not in the conversation.
But just his injuries.
The guys that would be in the conversation, good gosh, it's Drake May. And you look at it, even changed last year from old buddy in Washington, man. You could argue old buddy in Washington was on the same level as Pat in the sense of that season, in a vacuum, the plays he was making, what he meant to his team.
But Josh has been right there with him, if not better, more consistent game in and game out, I'd say, for the last 2 or 3 years. But just when it mattered the most, he could never get him. And now we're starting to see it. I'm just going to be honest. Mahomes got outplayed by C.J. Stroud. Mm-hmm. He's gotten outplayed by Bo Nix. He's gotten outplayed by Trevor Lawrence, you could argue, in that game. Just looking at the mistakes made in there,
right.
Josh severely outplayed him in the matchup they had this year. It's a lot. They're not just losing games because of drops and other stuff. He's rolled down. Someone texted him, man, he ain't ever been the best. Put Mahomes on a crappy team and see what happens. He's that's what's made him greatest. Like, he had an offensive line where his offensive line was damn near in the same range as what the Texans were putting out last year and got to the Super Bowl. He had receivers that couldn't catch 2 years ago. So he had been dealing with less. All right. Let's start with you here, Clint. LSU made the best head coaching hire in this college football hiring cycle.
Absolutely, 100%, without a doubt.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Lane Kiffin, what he was able to do at Ole Miss, I'm telling you, he's been there for 6 years, and I know that they think that they're on the same level with certain teams, but they're not. They're in the same tier. They're typically in the same tier that Arkansas is in. They're typically in a second or third tier college football team.
And he turned them into that.
And he turned them into double digit wins multiple years, top, flirting with the college football playoffs the last couple of years, getting in this year as a top 6 or 7 team, I think is what they ended up. Yeah, the way he handled the transfer portal, the way he relates to these kids and somehow raises the money to make sure that his team has the money to compete. All of that. And then you get to the field and the offensive mind. You go watch his offenses play. Doesn't matter who. Now, there's times when you line up and the other team's offensive or defensive line is clearly better than what Ole Miss can put on the field. But very rarely do they have better quarterbacks that are more ready to play. Very rarely do they have more skilled players that can go get it. Very rarely do they have, other than just the trenches, very rarely do you see advantages elsewhere. And so, that was just that for LSU to get that coach, and now that same coach has the advantage of offensive and defensive linemen right there in the state. Yeah, it's I think it's without a doubt. I don't think it's close.
I like the Lane hire. I think Penn State hit a home run.
Ooh.
It took them a while. I think Matt Campbell is one of the best coaches in college football. He wins everywhere. That Iowa State, you talked about Ole Miss. Iowa State is just not normally a team that is. They have been in the, for the most part, most years in the Big 12 race. And you could see him do a lot with less. And I think obviously he'll have better kids at Penn State. Lane is changed the culture, but I think Matt Campbell from that around that area, I think that is a home run hire from it. And the NFL's tried to get him.
Yeah.
Like they've tried, like a lot of programs.
Hell,
have tried
I would have
to get
liked him. To see my Razorbacks get him. Yeah, now you know why they didn't.
Yeah, he was being very, very choosy, and Penn State I think hit a home run with Matt Campbell.
I like James Franklin at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it's a good fit there too.
I like that hire.
Yeah.
But I can't get away from Lane.
Yeah, can't get away from Lane. All right, coming up as we continue, has a blueprint been laid out? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.